My eyes flew open and I was instantly awake. It wasn't that long ago that when I woke suddenly in the middle of the night, I would lie still for a moment, listening for what had pulled me out of a sound sleep, straining to hear the plaintive wail of an infant's crying or the footsteps of a preschooler who was out of bed and into mischief. Later, it was the sound of a teenager coming home chased by curfew. But this night, there was only silence. I sat up, rubbed my eyes, and then walked out of the bedroom. The rest of the house was dark, but a single light burned in the living room, and I saw my son, home from Japan, jet-lagged, sitting on the sofa. He was concentrating on the yarn and needles in his hands and didn't look up until I was beside him. He learned to knit while he was away, and in the dim light, in the darkest part of the night, he worked on the pair of mittens he was making for his father. I sat down beside him and watched his hands as he worked. He's young, only 24, but his hands already show the wear and tear of all his projects. He's always busy making something, a piece or a part for one of the massive, expensive machines he designs and builds, or one of the tiny works of art he creates when he is bored or thinking hard about something, when he needs to keep his hands busy so he can still his mind. I have a treasure box filled with his handiwork, clay pots, tiny shadow boxes, elaborate sketches and diagrams. This Christmas, his gift to me was a miniature loom, perfect in every detail. He'd created it while on a ship in Japan, killing time while he waited to test the complex underwater drill he'd built, piece by piece. Bored, a lot on his mind that needed to be worked through, he grabbed a handful of coffee stir sticks from the galley, some pieces of wire, and the thread he usually carries with him as he travels. He built the working loom, complete with a tiny bit of cloth woven on it, and then, for a moment, considered throwing it away. But he put it into a box and mailed it to me, and Christmas morning I opened it, speechless at the cleverness and beauty of it. When I found him knitting in the living room, he was doing what he does best, setting his hands free so his mind can follow. I slipped my bare toes under his knee and tucked myself into the opposite corner of the sofa as one stitch linked to another and the mittens took shape. I thanked him again for the gift of the loom, working to keep tears out of my voice, and taking advantage of the moment, I told him, just as I did when he was a boy, a sweet, busy, square peg trying to fit into a tight, round world, that I'm proud of him and I always will be. Wherever life takes him, it won't be on the same path others follow. He'll always come into each new adventure through a side door, through an opening no one else noticed, because that's just his way.